All right, welcome into another edition of Catching Up with Tommy Mac Podcast here on 1010XL's podcast platform, 1010XL.com, 1010XL's Facebook page, and streaming on the Relevant app, a group messaging app with interactive live podcasting. So easy to use and do a show. You can do it too. Just download the free app and create your own vibe, which is basically a channel page. You'll have it. It'll be yours, and you can add content all throughout the day. All right, we're going to take today and kind of look at the Jaguars midseason. It's midseason for them because it's their bye week. It is what it is. They've played six games. They got 11 more to go, 11 without any breaks. So that's going to be interesting, especially with a young QB. I mean, you think about it. Now he's starting his college season all over again like last year, but already six games in. I don't think we have anything to worry about that young man. He's doing a great job. But I figured as we head into the bye week, we're going to look at what was, and then real quick we'll look ahead. I think this team has the capability to win five more games. I don't think they're going to win the next two. Flat out, I don't think they're going to beat Seattle. They're not going to beat Buffalo. I think Buffalo is one of the better teams in the National Football League. I really like the way they play. I like their coach. I like their quarterback. I like their defense. And they should be a tough out. But there's others, you know, that we'll look at that I think we've got a chance. So I spent some time this morning just looking at stats. Now, I'm not a total stat guy because, like, stats don't tell the entire story. But for the most part that I'm going to go through, it tells a lot of the story of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And really, you can see how good some things are and how bad some things are. I'm going to start with the offensive line. Okay, now they got leaky in last week's game in the second half, a little bit. But overall, they've been solid. I mean, they've been solid. They've given up 10 sacks this year, which is tied for fourth in the league. Now tell me, going into this year, even after Urban said, no, we're good, we're not going to add anybody, we're going to draft, you know, drafted little, but we're not going to go out and get any free agents. The starting five is the starting five. We all said, oh gosh, here we go again. But you know what? They've held up their end of their bargain overall. They've done a really good job. They've had some injuries. The guys that have filled those voids have done a nice job. So overall, they've been very good in the passing game. Our rushing, just yardage, is 13th in the league at 122 yards a game. Credit the offensive line. Credit James Robinson. That kid is, Trevor's special. I think James Robinson's having a special year. I mean, once again, you know, being the focal point. Of course, that's starting to waver a little, you know, like you know, seesaw a little bit with Trevor, but he's the focal point of this offense and should be. So the offensive line has done a really good job overall. A couple miscues here and there, but overall a good job. Overall on yardage that this offense is putting up, they're 16th overall, right in the middle. 356 yards a game. Granted, the last 3 weeks have been a lot better for the offense. Let's be honest. First 3 weeks, it was okay. You saw some glimpses of some really good stuff, like, wow, this could be. But then they started putting it together ever since that Cincinnati game. You see them getting better. You see your quarterback getting better, more comfortable, more confident. You're seeing other guys making plays. You're seeing the running back, of course, make his doing what he does, which is fantastic. I think he needs more touches, number 2-5. And Tony Smith, Fat Tony, who's not fat, from Jaguars Today, he says, look, if I'm Bevel, I got 25 written in my notepad for the number 25 and amount of touches that kid should get. And I agree. Whether it's 17 and 8, whatever, he should be getting about 25 touches a game. That kid is tough to tackle, tough to bring down, and I'm glad to see we saw him on the goal line last week because that was good. He got you down there, a 24-yard run. You let him punch it in. That's the way it should be. Overall, Bevel did a nice job calling the game, like I said. Passing yards a game is about 19th, 234 a game. Again, last 3 weeks have been a lot better. I'm expecting Trevor to get better and better and better. Of course, everything else has got to work out. The Lions got to do their part, but I think they will. I said it earlier in the week. When your quarterback will take a hit and make the play regardless, everybody wants to play harder for him, including that offensive line. Now, what's not good? points a game. We're only scoring 19.3 points a game. Scored 23 last week because that brought up the average a little bit. But we've got to score more points. Now, I'm not going to sit here and think we're going to average 30 a game right now. We're not. But we got to average more than 19.3. We got to get in that 25 range because our defense is, well, they're not very good. We'll get to the defense. Stat-wise, the defense, other than the rushing game, the run game, is not very, very, very good. But we'll get to that. So overall, offensively, not bad. Now, what's negative is the turnovers. We have 12 turnovers, 8 picks, and 4 fumbles. And we only have 2 interceptions on defense. So defense, I mean, can you hit somebody harder and jar the ball loose? I don't know. Go after the ball. Everyone punches the ball out. Everybody rips the ball out. Are you doing that? We got to get more turnovers. Negative 10 in the turnover ratio. We are dead last in the National Football League. You cannot win being minus 10 in the turnover ratio. You just can't. You cannot turn the ball over. But other than that, the offense has been pretty decent, last 3 weeks especially. Defensively, man, I wish I had better things to say about this defense. I'll start with the good. The Russian attack's very good. Now, they dropped a little bit in yards per game, but I only go by yards per carry. And they're at about 3.6 right now, which is top 5. So I'll take that all day. I don't care how many yards they give up. I care about how many yards per carry they give up, and they're doing very good. Points per game, terrible. Terrible. 25th in the league with a 3-way tie. Almost 29 points a game. It sucks. It just sucks. There's no other way to put it. We have 8 sacks. Guess what that's tied for? 30th. Kansas City is 32nd, and New Orleans 31. Interesting there, but we have 8 sacks total. We're passing about 300 yards a game. We're giving up 300 yards a game. Sorry, that's 31st. That's almost dead last. And 412 yards a game total, that's 29th. So basically our rankings, 29th, 31st, 20th, tied for 25th, tied for 30th. That's horse manure is what that is. That's terrible. That's got to get better. Now, I just talked to Graham off air, my esteemed producer here, who asked me how many wins I thought. And I went through, and I think at least 5, but the defense better play better. Everybody knows you could pass on this team. If you don't think I'm correct in saying that, just go look at the opening drive of the Miami Dolphins with a quarterback that just got off IR, the 3-week IR, with fractured ribs. You think they'd run the ball. Ha! They didn't. They passed it all over the place. Tua picked you apart again, 318 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Great play by Newsom, or Nevin. What's his name? Sorry.
Nevin Lawson.
Nevin Lawson, who's played a long time. That was his first career pick, so congrats to him.
I was going to say that the main stat that's sticking out to me is the turnovers.
Oh, it's terrible.
2 turnovers. You're at your bye week. You're basically midway through your season. You have 2 turnovers. And yep. The thing...
Wingard, 6 games.
Wingard kind of went out and got his turnover. Like, Kyler didn't throw a great ball, but yep. That Nevin... I've never seen an interception more gifted to somebody.
Oh, no doubt. He threw it right to him.
It was
terrible.
Like,
underthrown. It was a terrible throw. It was a terrible throw. But look, look, and the yards. I mean, you can't be ranked this bad in defense and expect to win. So that's got to get better. We were talking earlier. As far as I'm concerned, if it's mental errors, like guys are forgetting their assignments, they're out of place, they don't know what they're doing, then they're a liability. Then you got to get someone in there that does. And if it isn't that, then it's time to give other guys a chance. I want to see Cisco play. I want to see Daniel Thomas play. That kid makes plays. I want to see the kid out of UAB. Jordan Smith, thank you.
What about?
I want to see him play.
What about Shaq Quarterman getting more time?
I think Shaq could get more time. Listen, if Chaisson's not working out, stand it up on the outside, stand him up on the inside. You know what I mean? Like, let's see if he can play inside backer. And on passing downs, we see it all the time. You don't have to have defensive linemen in there. Look, if your 4 best rushers our Josh Allen, our Miles Jack, or Chaseon, you know, or somebody else, McCray, I don't care, Smoot, who, put them all out there. Put them in the middle. It's okay. Stand them up. Get them confused. Bring some pressure. Drop them into coverage. I'd love to see Chaseon line up on a guard and pretend he's going to, you know, blitz and then jump back and cover the tight end. You know, the tight end wide open last week. It's terrible. Pass defense is Achilles' heel. And the thing that gets me is, look, you picked these guys. You chose them. You said everything was fixed. And we've seen since Cleveland Browns, Case Keenum, by the way, made a start last night and won on Thursday Night Football against the Broncos, keeping their playoff hopes alive. But he picked us apart in the preseason, game one of preseason. They've been picking us apart ever since. Every quarterback has had success against us. And not just okay success, pretty good success. That's got to change. So it's either scheme or player. One of those has got to break. Something's got to break there. Something's got to break. We'll see what happens. All right, special teams. I got it because this is great. Kickoff returns. We're number one in the league, of course. Punt returns. We're last in the league. Isn't that wild? 3.3 yards per punt return. Now, granted, you know, your third down conversion stinks on defense, so they're not punting a lot, but still, a lot of fair catches in the punt game. Maybe take some shots. I do like Agnew in offense. I think he's a definite a positive on the offensive side of things. I do like that a lot. Let's see. Field goals, we're 31st, but you know what? We've got Matthew Wright now, so he's, you know, 3 for 3 last week. Kickers live that life of what have you done for me lately. If you start missing kicks, remember the old Charlie Chaplin hook? They grab you with that cane and yank you. That's what we're going to do to Matthew Wright if you don't keep making kicks. Tough life.
Think about a kicker is you get such a small sample size, too.
Yeah.
If you're a linebacker, you mess up a play.
Oh, you got more to go.
Go back at him
again. Yeah, yeah. You miss a tackle, no big deal. Make the next one.
You miss a kick, man.
Yeah.
You just sit on that.
Totally.
For a long time.
Absolutely.
Man.
And credit DBs and tackles that could be for intercept or long gains and sacks. They got to get out of their brain right away. At least the kicker gets to think about it a little bit. But that's where your team's at. And you know what? At 1-5, you can understand just based on that. The turnovers especially, as Grant pointed out again, I mean, that's terrible. Dead last. Dead last. Cannot turn the ball over. And you got to get turnovers. I'll tell you this team does hustle, but the more you hustle to the ball, the more chance you have for a turnover. That's why you always run to the ball. Even if the play's not near you, you got to haul ass to the ball every single snap because you never know. A little bounce off the pants, you know, off the pads or whatever. Somebody hits and fumbles, you're right there. That's why they tell offensive linemen to run to the ball because why? If he fumbles, you're there to help recover the fumble. That's just hustle. So I think they're hustling, but maybe they got to hustle a little bit more. All I know is this. If you turn this defensive round, you're going to win games. You got an offense. You got a QB. You got something going there. And if Bevel, who called a good game enough last week, like I said, if he continues, yeah, the offense is going to be fine. But this defense, 30 points a game, 29 points a game, no. No, you got to turn it around. How are you going to do it? Well, you got to rush. You got to pressure the QB and you got to cover. How about this week? We'll do it in baby steps because we all like baby steps. How about nobody's wide open against Seattle? Not on any given play. Every pass is contested. Nobody's wide open. Is that fair? That's a fair, like, step in the right direction. No mental errors in the passing game. None. Let's see if they can do it. If they can do it, they got a chance. With that being said, they're not going to win next week, and they're not going to win against Buffalo. But I think there are 5 teams that they could beat. I think they could beat Indy twice. Indy's not very good. I think they're going to beat Houston next time around. I think they're going to beat the Jets, which, you know, who knows at the end of the year where they're at there. And I think they got a chance to beat Atlanta. Granted, Matt Ryan will carve you up if you don't do something about your pass defense. So a little caveat there, but 4-5 wins? Maybe. Maybe beat Tennessee. That's 6. Who wouldn't be happy with 7-10 with a star quarterback in the making? I would take that all day long. Hopefully they go out and beat up Geno Smith. I'm going after him. I know that. I'm going to pressure. You know what? I'm never playing prevent. Joe, don't ever play prevent unless it's a Hail Mary. No more. No more cover three. Let's press them. Let's attack. 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 Let's put pressure on them. I know this. When a quarterback has to make a decision really quick, sometimes he makes the wrong decision because he's hurried. Anyway, hope you have a great weekend. Going down to UCF tonight to watch a game. My daughter and her best friend are going down there to check out the dance team. So that'll be fun. Got my freedom shirt on. I'm all about freedom, baby. Love our military, the troops as well, and the vets. Love y'all and your families. Hope y'all have a great weekend. Eat a bunch of great food. Drink some good wine or whatever is your pleasure. Get some rest. Get a workout in. Get some sun. Enjoy family and friends. Enjoy watching football without your team playing a stress-free Sunday. I'll be down at the corner, most likely, in Atlantic Beach on Sunday. So come find me. Sunday Fun Day will be in full effect, especially if the weather is nice. That'll do it for me right here on Catching Up with Tommy Mac podcast on 1010XL's podcast platform, 1010XL.com, Facebook Live on 1010XL. Hey, Facebook. And, of course, streaming on the Relevant app. That's R-E-L-E-V-N-T, without the A at the end. Check us out on the App Store and, of course, on Google Play. The easiest way for you to do your own podcast. All right, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on Catching Up with Tommy Mac. I never knew that a kid like me could take his mic around the world and flash the big-ass ding and rock the masses from Madrid to Calabasas.